Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the broad book on the etiquettes of eating, and under that we're doing the various etiquettes. So the broad book on all the etiquettes as far as eating is concerned, and under this now we're doing smaller chapters with regards to the different etiquettes of eating. So currently we're doing the chapter on the etiquette of eating, and under eating what we're doing is that the recommendation or the prescription, the preferability of taking 3 breaths outside the container, and also when we're passing the container around, whether it's the dishing out platter, whether it's the tray with the food on it, whether it's some other item, it may be even a jug, whatever we're passing, it may be a glass, whatever we're passing, we start from the right hand side. So the preferability of passing the container around to those on the right. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بلبن قد شيب بماء وعن يمينه أعرابي وعن يساره أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فشرب ثم أعطى الأعرابي وقال الأيمن فالأيمن متفق عليه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that milk which had been mixed with water was brought to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this first part of the hadith, milk which had been mixed with water, was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that in very hot climates, then water is commonly added to milk to make it more beneficial, more healthier. Because sometimes that full milk, 100% milk, in a hot climate can be a bit too strong for a person. So therefore it would often be such that milk would be added to the water. It is also sunnah to drink milk which water is added to, such as yogurt, etc. Now, some ahadith we find that the ahadith prohibits mixing water with milk. So, ulama give an explanation for that also. When you see the ahadith that is talking or prohibiting water being mixed with milk, is where a person now is selling milk. And then what he does is he mixes water with milk and he gives the impression to the person or the people that he's selling the milk to, this is 100% pure milk. But what he has done is mixed water in that milk. In that situation now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented this. You're giving a false impression that this is 100% pure milk, but what you're doing is you're mixing water with the milk. So therefore, when we see those ahadith that are preventing mixing water with milk, this is what he's referring to. Otherwise, water would be mixed with milk and they would drink it like this, as we're seeing in this hadith. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that milk which had been mixed with water was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin was sitting to the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was seated to his left. Allah Ta'ala made it such that this seating arrangement was in this position so that we could learn the emphasis that is made to passing to the right. That who's sitting on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A Bedouin, a villager out of town. And who's sitting on the left? The greatest person after Anbiya alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is sitting on the left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank and then he gave it to the Bedouin on the right. After drinking, he didn't give it to the greatest person, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he gave it to the Bedouin, saying, Al-Ayman fal-Ayman, the one to the right and the one to his right. In other words, this is the way of passing a utensil, this is the way of passing a tray, a jug, whatever it is that you're passing with the food on it, is passed to the right, and that person now passes it to his right. Here we explain when people are sitting in an orderly fashion, then this is how it should be done, passed to the right. Look at the amount of refinement that is shown to us in our deen, in Islam, to such an extent that even when you're passing food, which direction also we pass food. This is the beauty of Islam, not only which leg or which foot we enter the masjid, leave the masjid, how we wear our clothes from which side, how we enter the toilet, how we leave the toilet, how we eat, the positions of eating, what we read when we eat, what we read when we drink, before eating, before drinking, after drinking. Before this we are doing all the various chapters of not blowing or exhaling into the utensil we're drinking from, not drinking everything in one gulp. So fine details as far as eating also is shown to us in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one more hadith here that got almost the same meaning as the hadith that we're doing. So we'll do this hadith and terminate the chapter. وَعَنْ سَهْلِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُتِيَ بِشَرَابٍ فَشَرِبَ مِنْهُ وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ غُلَامٌ وعن يساره أشياخ فقال للغلام أتأذن لي أن أعطي هؤلاء فقال الغلام لا والله لا أوثر بنصيبي منك أحدا فتله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يده متفق عليه. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates that a drink was brought to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He drank from it. There was a young boy to his right and some elderly men to the left of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Again, the scene is set to show us the emphasis that on the right hand side was a young boy. Ulama explained that young boy was Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, he was sitting on the right and the elderly people were sitting on the left. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the young boy after drinking, he asked the young boy, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, do you grant me permission to give it to them? Can I give these old people this drink? Now ulama explained the reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him was because he was entitled to it by being on the right. The food or the drink that needed to be passed, he was entitled to it. To move it to the left, to give it to the old people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him permission. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him permission. But what the reply did he give? He took an oath, he says, by Allah, I will not give preference to anyone regarding my share from you. Look at the talab and the desire of the young people of that time. That my share from you, how can I ever give anybody else preference over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I can't do it. In other words, he had great love that he should drink directly from the utensil wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed it in his hand. You are entitled to it. You got the first right. I asked permission, but you wanted it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now placed it in the hand of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. One other thing we learn from here is that somebody has to do something like this, the person on the left doesn't get offended. Sahaba's heart was clean. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was showing us what is adab and what is etiquette and what is akhlaq. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam also, they say the hikmat, one of the hikmats is why he asked Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. If he didn't ask him, then those on the left were senior people, senior in age, senior from the Quraysh. They would think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving preference to his own family member over them. So to avoid any ill feeling in the heart, any thought passing the mind of these people, in front of them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this young boy, that can I pass it to them? When he refused, now they knew that he didn't give permission. It wasn't that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving his own khandan, his own family people, permission over someone else that is more senior. So to clean out any ill feelings from the heart also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it a point of asking this young man, teaching us something else also, is that we know some speech, some statement of us, ours, or some action of ours may create an uncertainty amongst other people that are there, other people in the family, other staff members, other people in the community, by us doing some action, and immediately clear it out so that that ill feeling doesn't remain, that wrong feeling doesn't remain. Despite Sahaba being such great people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in front of them, he asked, can I pass it here? When the permission was not given, and they also knew that it wasn't the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spite us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look at the beautiful refinement from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.